This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing a special session of the Global FinTech Fest GFF 2024 at Mumbai in Maharashtra. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das was present on the occasion. The Prime Minister also visited the GFF exhibition showcasing latest innovations of the fintech landscape. The Global FinTech Fest GFF 2024 is being organized by the Payments Council of India, the National Payments Corporation of India, and the FinTech Convergence Council. Around 800 speakers, including policymakers, regulators, senior bankers, industry captains, academicians from India and various other countries, are going to address more than 350 sessions in the conference. Thereafter, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects in Palghar. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of a Dhawan port. The cost of this project is around 76,000 crore rupees. Highlighting the importance of the port in a social media post today, Prime Minister Modi said the upcoming Dhawan port in Palghar is a very special project that will contribute to India's development. Mr. Modi added that the launch of India's largest deep water port will reaffirm Maharashtra's pivotal role as a powerhouse of progress. This project will also elevate India's maritime prowess and significantly boost global trade. The Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is currently underway in New Delhi to seek views and suggestions from various stakeholders. According to the Lok Sabha Secretariat, All India Sunni Jamiatul Ulama of Mumbai and Indian Muslims for Civil Rights of New Delhi will put forth their views before the committee today. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, constituted under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal, had invited views and suggestions from the stakeholders, including public, NGOs, experts and institutions. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was held on the 22nd of this month. India and China have decided to uphold peace and tranquility on the ground in border areas. Both the countries have reiterated that restoration of peace and tranquility and respect for line of actual control, LAC, are the essential basis for restoration of normalcy in bilateral relations. The 31st meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs was held yesterday in Beijing. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, two sides had an open, constructive and forward-looking exchange of views on the situation along the LAC to narrow down the differences and find an early resolution of outstanding issues. The Finance Ministry has said there are no restrictions for persons of the queer community to open a joint bank account and to nominate a person in a queer relationship as a nominee. The Department of Financial Services and the Ministry issued an advisory in this regard yesterday. The advisory for the queer community has come from the Ministry in view of the Supreme Court order dated 17th October 2023 in the case of Supriya Chakraborty and another versus the Union of India. Moody's Ratings, the New York-based global rating agency, has raised its real GDP growth projections for India. It has forecast a robust 7.2% growth for the fiscal year 2024, up from a previous estimate of 6.8% for 2024. The global rating agency has also revised its projection for 2025 to 6.6%. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has said the deep depression formed over Saurashtra and Kutch in Gujarat is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm over the northeast Arabian Sea within the next 12 hours. Meanwhile, the intensity of rains has reduced in Gujarat over the last 24 hours, barring Kutch, Devbhoomi, Dwarka and Jamnagar, which recorded widespread heavy rainfall. Most of the places received moderate rainfall. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar inaugurated the state-of-the-art Sports Academy, Sports Complex and Sports University on the occasion of National Sports Day at Rajgir yesterday. The sports complex is also equipped with a 24-bed hospital with modern treatment facilities for sports injuries. At the Paralympics, the Indian mixed compound archery team of Sheetal Devi and Rakesh Kumar set a new Paralympic record with a combined score of 1.399. And with that, we end this news bulletin.